60,000 entries, 117 countries. Wow, who are we going to be able to see? Which photographers at the museum?
It's phenomenal, isn't it? So many people apply to this program, which is now in its 60th year, which is phenomenal when you think about it. And we have amazing photographs on display. There are over 100. The big overall winner is Shane Gross with his image Swarm of Life, which is about Western toad tadpoles, which you wouldn't usually think as a subject of beauty. But let me tell you, this image is astounding. It gives you a view into an underwater world that we rarely can see.
Wow. It's the tadpole. You describe the image.
Up close, yeah, it's just right under the surface of the water, and it's like your eyes are confronted by this swarm of tadpoles, which, again, you might think sounds gross, but no, it's absolutely stunning. The light is beautiful. The way they shoot photographs continues to amaze me as someone whose capabilities are point and shoot on the iPhone. I have no idea how they get the depth and color and the ability to kind of, you know, influence your emotional response to what's happening in the image. So I think that's obviously everyone's favorite, one of my favorites, but they also really have a wonderful program in supporting young photographers.
Oh, excellent.
So the Young Photographer of the Year winner this year is Alexis Tinker-Svalis from Germany with Life Under Dead Wood.
Wow.
So
are these sort of normal trends that we see, or what sort of specific trends are on offer this year?
Well, there are a number of categories, everything from underwater, which obviously is my favorite, to photojournalism, to nature landscape. There are tons of categories to really kind of capture every area that you might be inspired to take photographs of the natural environment and some within urban environments, which can be some of the most sort of give you that twitchy feeling when you see a bear wandering through a discarded house, you know? So
yeah.
they cover all, but I think one of the most exciting things for us this year that which we've pulled out and highlighted within the exhibition is that there are 8 Australian photographers represented in this year's competition. Wow. When you've got 117 countries, that's pretty awesome. It's something to crow about.
Yep.
Including 3 who won major awards.
Oh.
And including one of my favorite images, which is the winner of the Oceans, the Bigger Picture category.
And that's not the tadpole, is it?
That is actually Justin Gilligan's work, A Diet of Deadly Plastic.
Oh, okay. That doesn't sound like a healthy diet.
No, it's probably not one of the happier images, but it's one of the images that you really need to see.
Yeah.
And it illustrates a sheer water and then the contents of that sheer water's stomach upon autopsy by scientists with the Adrift Lab, who use scientific evidence to identify solutions to plastic pollution. And the contents of the sheer water's stomach are, of course,
yeah. It seems as though there's a wide spectrum of photography on display and the whole smorgasbord of emotion you'll feel. Is there a message that you hope people get away from this showcase?
Yeah, I mean, it's with photography, you know, it's an entry point for everyone to kind of enjoy and engage with the natural world. So I think we like to kind of say it's the awe-inspiring diversity of life, but also a call for the urgent need for protection.
Yeah. Yeah,
so it's all of the things, isn't it?
Now, for those who, it seems we're both sort of photography work with the IFN camera. By that, I mean the iPhone. At least in my case, it's a very limited success. The framing's off. It's a mess. Yep. But for those who actually can take a photo, can anyone enter this WASO?
Absolutely. So that's the Natural History Museum, in London, who've been running this competition, as I said, for 60 years.
Wow.
So you can do that. And then, you know, if you're successful, you can have your image on display at the Australian National Maritime Museum. Who knows?
Hey, that'd be pretty great. I've got some pretty wonky photos of the Eiffel Tower from my last trip to France. Would that make the cut?
Is that nature?
I guess it's not. I guess I've misunderstood the brief.
What is nature? Huh? We could go down that road? No? Okay.
Oh, don't. I've got a head cold. I'll fail at that question. No, I can give you maybe a really interesting answer. Okay. Who knows?
Well, I can go out and take some photos of the pigeons that are outside the studio now. Maybe that might work.
An underappreciated species, absolutely.
I agree. The humble pigeon cops a bad rap, I must say.
Like seagulls. One of our current interns wanted to do an exhibition about seagulls. I said, oh, you know what? Go nuts.
Yes.
Put a proposal together. Why not?
Put it together. You can ask the seagulls and they might go, ah! Oh, well, thank you so much. This has been a very, very fun chat. What can we do to support the mission of protecting wildlife as well?
Well, I mean, obviously, one of the things is to come on down to the Maritime Museum, learn a little bit more. That's probably one of the best ways to protect the natural world, is to make sure that you are currently and constantly sort of increasing your knowledge about what's going on and how to protect it. The exhibition's on until the 19th of October. The other is that there's always something that each one of us can do. Don't ever underestimate the power of individual action. Find what you really feel passionate about and just go nuts, go for it.